Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
That's who we are. We are Radio Pulpit, your daily companion on 657 AM. Give me the sounds of Rhema Worship. It's Rhema Worship. Psalms 139. You know all things. I did tell you, family. He knows all things. He's all powerful. He's all knowing. He alone is God. New one. Yeah, I can slice you. That's our God. And we are blessed. It is a Friday. It's Heart to Heart with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, with you up until 3 o'clock. At 3 o'clock, we say hello to Dramini Johan else on something else. And afterwards, at 4 o'clock, up Fir Ir, you will have Lukom Kwedi Puti on Spectrum with you up until 6 o'clock. At this current moment in time, I'm blessed to be talking to this awesome young man. I'm going to call him a young man. He is. You should see him on stage. This is Kaya Sibanyoni. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm so good. How are you? It's so good to be here.
Yeah, I'm blessed. Kaya, am I still on speaker?
You're not.
Ha, iphone yakho. Ay, ile room okuyo. Ile kamera okulo.
Let me get another room, and you will tell me what
you think. Yeah, sometimes, you know. Yeah, sometimes we have to climb trees, get under the sofas. Yeah, it's beautiful now. It's beautiful now. I'm definitely showing up on square sofa, man. You are right. Yeah, boy, now. So I'm talking to Kaya Sibanyoni, and most of us, when we hear Kaya Sibanyoni, we like joy celebration. So who is Kaya Sibanyoni?
Okay, that's always a hard question, eh?
Yeah.
But Kaya Sibanyoni is a young boy from the East Rand, mm-hmm. who is born again and loved the Lord. I'm from Fort Lawrence in Dwana Sekasi. And yeah, I'm a last born of Zodwa Sibanyoni and the late Teboho. And yeah, man, I love the Lord so much. I'm a musician and I do any other things. Yeah, that's me. That's me in short.
So we are there for Winikaya because you are the last born. All right. So when did Kaya and the Lord Jesus Christ become friends, and that you would even understand your ministry in sound?
Oh, yeah. So I grew up in a very Christian-based family. My dad was a pastor.
Yeah.
My mom is still a pastor. So I grew up in church. There's nothing else that I know, to be honest with you. But you know, you can grow up in a family that knows Christ, but you, at the end of the day, you also have to take a decision for yourself to take your life, to give your life to God, you know, and to be your personal and savior. So I decided to give my life to Christ when I was doing grade 8. That was 2009. So you can calculate how old I am now. So yeah, I gave my life to Christ 2009, but I've been in church, you know, I've been singing at church, I've been singing with choirs, elokshini, and all of that. But yeah, the journey has been really beautiful, and I am this far because of God.
Sure, you are this far. Yeah. So who is God to you, personally?
God to me, God is my everything. God is my everything. In Him I live, I move, and I have my being. If you want to know Kaya, you cannot know Kaya out of God. Everything I am is God. And yes, that's who God is to me. I can't live without Him. I can't breathe without Him. He is everything. He's my life. He is life to me.
And so when it comes to music, when did you discover, when were you like, this is me. This is where I have to be.
So it's been a journey, like I've been saying. I grew up in a very church oriented family. So
were you forced to sing? Upukaya, upukaya.
No, I wasn't. I think it just happened.
Okay.
I don't think I was forced. I just think it just happened, you know. Because I remember I used to sing playing maybe at home cell and all of that, and people would be blessed and people would be like, hey, boy, long time reaction and all of that. But back then I didn't know what was happening. I was just like, it was just like automatic that when I sing, I'm on key. Mm. When I sing, I probably have a good tone, and it always shocks people, you know. And I remember when I got to, I joined praise team when I was still a kid. They took me out of Sunday school to go sing with the praise team.
Hey, wait.
Church.
Wait, yeah. And you were still...
I was in primary. I was a kid, literally.
Hey, didn't you feel a little bit lost in that? Because
I was very lost. But I realized that I really love music, you know?
Yeah.
So it was an easy one for me. It was a really easy one for me. And yeah, I grew from there, you know? I grew up from there and all of that. And then I realized that, okay, I'm in love with music. Mm. And there were like choirs most in the Elokshin choir that I'd go sing with, and my love for music kept on growing there, you know.
Mm.
And yeah, man, one thing led to the other. Tiggy Tiggy, I was working with like big gospel artists in South Africa.
Hi,
Joyous called me to join them.
Aye, buya. Come back. Aye, yeah. Kaya. No. There's nothing like Jiggy Jiggy. No. There's nothing like Jiggy Jiggy. How did you break that space? I mean, so many people find it very hard to break into that space,
yeah.
Especially now finding yourself working with great giants in the industry before even coming to Joy Celebration itself, but now working with the giants themselves. How did you get to that? Did they hear you playing or singing in church and they're like, that boy, that young man? How did it happen?
You know,
as funny chigi chigi.
You know, You know, I always say my journey has been God ordained. My journey has been like it always had God in it. You know, because every time I try to track how did I end up being here, I can't track it. But God used His people to open those doors for me, you know. I remember when I first got my breakthrough in the gospel industry, I was working for Fashion Meets Gospel. I don't know if you know it. And I can't even remember right now how.
So what were you doing there? Because it's Fashion Meets Gospel, and I know there are artists. Were you singing as well?
Yes, I was a backing vocalist.
Oh,
I was part of
Yes.
I think that's where it all started to go on a bigger scale in the gospel industry, because artists started recognizing me from there, you know?
Mm.
And I'd be sitting at home doing nothing and I'd get a call with, hey, dude, can you come to Newtown for a rehearsal? Gandoro Zombambo, for example.
Mm.
And I'd find myself working there now, you
know?
And I started working with Ubuntu Omega Konu.
Yes.
DVD recording. And I worked with a lot of people right now, you know? And 2016, was my first time doing a show as Kaya Sibanyoni.
Buya, Kaya, Buya. Ah, yes, Shia Kaya. Buya, come back. Hi, Kaya. Hi, Kaya. Ay. No.
Yeah.
Yes, she. No.
I'm back.
So now, Kaya, when you're working with big names, Bosis Ntoko Zombambo and others, so when I'm listening to you, I hear a little bit of a story that you need to share with David. I mean, like, you're in this time, in these times, you know, David. But somebody spoke about David to the king and said, there's this young man, when he plays the harp, you can feel the Lord Spirit, the Holy Spirit. So people are talking about you. How did you remain humble in all of that and still continue to grow? Because, I mean, when you hear that big people are talking about you in big rooms and you meet these and you're rubbing shoulders, you're like now growing ahead, you know? How did you remain?
I always say it is like, if people could be really honest, we always get to the point where you think you are all that. Personally, I would like to thank the Word of God.
Yeah.
Most important. My mom, when she saw me that I keep on growing in this industry and all of that, she always shared the word that says, before pride, there is fall.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And my mom always reminded me of that word. And she always said, uNkulunkulu akubekela khona and musukhukhumala uzokwehlisa.
Mm.
Yabona? And I think that has always been my fear, that, No way. So every time I pray, I ask God that, Lord, please keep me humble at all times. Keep me humble at all times. It is still even my prayer even today, you know, because truth is you wake up someday and you are booked with other people and your mind will tell you, why am I even singing with these guys, you know?
Yeah.
But it is the Spirit of the Lord that lives within me now that keeps on saying, hey, it is God.
Booyah, booyah, I'm fine. Yeah.
Booyah, we're thankful for your high also. So, yeah, man, that word has been one word that has kept me to always ask for intobeko uNkulunkulu.
Wow, that is so awesome. Yes. The word also says that before a fall, there is pride. So, so you finally lose at least. The way up is the way down from time to time. So now you worked with Joyous Celebration. Did somebody talk about you, Joyous, as well? Or did you go the audition route, like, you know, no king? And
So for me, I was called to come to Joyous. So like as I was still narrating that story in 2016, I had my first show as Kaya Sibanyone, right?
Yeah.
And the show happened. I got a really amazing support in the East End. And it was really beautiful. I was trying new songs. I was doing old songs. And it was like a really beautiful day. And I remember while I was there and I was doing my vote of thanks, thanking everybody that assisted me to make that day to be possible and happen, my big sister came to me and said,
"What?" So
I was a bit confused that, hey, he's been sitting here and I'm busy singing.
Yeah.
And all of that.
Yeah.
And then I remember that day afterwards, he waited for me. He told me, "Booty, there's something about you."
Yes.
We took pictures. I was really excited. And he took my numbers. But it, for me, it was one of those people because people had been promising me before, you know, that, yo, we want to take you in studio. We want to do this for you. And they will all disappear. But he kept his promise because I remember this other day he texted me on WhatsApp, and he was like, "Booty, do you know where Rosebank is?" And I was like, "I don't even know where Rosebank is, but I will find it." And he was like, "Okay, cool, let's meet at Rosebank at 10 tomorrow." I went, took taxis, looked for taxis to Rosebank. I got to Rosebank, we got this restaurant, and we sat down. And for me, it felt like he was just asking questions, and I didn't know. He just wanted to know who he how will I
Your availability, Munna. Your availability.
Yes. Ambuze, if you were to join us, what are your expectations? What are you bringing? And I did see my questions, my answers and all of that. I remember by the time I got home, I had got a call from the Joyous office to say, please come to the Joyous office tomorrow for fittings. We're going to Lesotho, bring your passport. And I was like, hey, you guys are talking to the wrong guy. I am Kaya Sibanyone, not Kaya Mthethwa. You're probably looking for Kaya Mthethwa.
Yeah.
And they were like, no, we are looking
for you. We are looking for you, dude. Come on, man. And that's how
I went to the office. And it was a dream come true for me.
Wow.
Getting to that office, seeing their awards, seeing their pictures on the walls. And I was like, wow, God did it.
All right, let's take one of your songs. I'm not going to play all of it from Gelatosis. Yes. Ish. All right, let me play at least 2 minutes of this one from Kaya Sibanyone and Joyous Celebration. Ella Koli Pezulu.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic Christian radio.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
That is Kaya Spanyoni and Joy Celebration Elako Lipezulu. We are almost just about to say goodbye to you, my family, right here on Heart to Heart. And at 3 o'clock Germany, Johan Els takes you through with something else. And at 4 o'clock, Lukom Kwediputi will be with you on Spectrum Tot Sesir. But right now, I'm just about to say goodbye to Kaya. Such a beautiful, beautiful song right there. And I understand that Gujoyas, you guys come up with songs, right?
We do, yes.
So where did you get that? Because le yaboko kulen, ile, yaseman, where did you get that? It's like, yeah. Such a young man.
It was written by my other brother, JC, yes.
Yes,
So he wrote the song for me and he gave it to me and I tried it with Joyous and yeah.
Umbuze ukuthi yena uyithatha phela lezi zasemandulo lezi. Yeah. Such a beautiful, beautiful one there. Now we are talking to you as Kaya Spanyoni alone, as a soloist as well. How did that come about?
I think it's what I've always dreamed of, you know. So as I've been working with like these other groups and these other artists, it has always been at the back of my mind that one day I want to be a brand. I want to be an artist as Kaya Spanyoni, you know. And I'm really grateful to God for making it to be so possible, actually. So, yeah, the journey has started. There's no turning back now.
The journey has started and there's no turning back. What is the new project you're busy with?
So, I am so excited.
Drumroll?
I am recording next week, Friday, on the 1st of November.
Oh!
It is happening in Foster Rush at Act of Faith Harvesters. Uh-huh. It's selling right now already. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be out of this world next week on the 1st of February. I mean, of November. Wow. 1st of February.
I know, says your sister. You're already in 2025, so I understand. Yeah.
Yeah, so it is happening on the 1st of November, which is next week Friday, at Acts of Faith Harvesters in Los Lores. Tickets are selling right now. We have Unowa on the lineup. We have Bumin Tweni. We have Dakindo. We have Esetu Siwe. The lineup is just amazing, and I can't wait to meet everybody there. Next week Friday, it is happening.
All right. So this is the new baby that's coming. You're giving birth to a new baby.
Yes. This is the new baby that is coming.
Now, the song Guwe, is it also on that new baby?
Yes. I've been redoing it because this is a recording and it's a live recording. So I'm so excited. That one I did it in studio. So this time I'm going to do it when there is crowd, there's stage, there's everything. So I'm looking forward to it.
And when will the album come out? As soon as you're done with it? Like next week?
Let's just say early next year, please.
Early next year. And then in that album, there will be Smooth Noah, there will be Mpumim Tweni, all of that, all of these awesome people there.
Yes, Akindo, there will be Esetu Siwe, Mosayende. It's going to be really beautiful. It's going to be really beautiful.
Wow. There are other upcoming musicians right now. They are in church and they are giving it their all. What advice would you give to them? They also heard it because I know people hear God when he speaks to them, and they've also heard God saying to them, I'm making you into a brand that I'm going to use in the music industry. I am growing you. And some of them are like, Mara Jehovah, so figa nin, gunin
kalil. I always say, the word of God says, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. You know, we're never given an opportunity at church, somewhere at the funeral, somewhere at the show, when they say, come do one song, do it like there's never tomorrow, because you do not know what is, you do not know who is sitting down there who can be a destiny helper, you know. I shared my story right now. I was just singing Elokshini, didn't know there was a Lindelani Mkhize at the back listening to me. The following year, I was part of Drive Celebration. So whatever your hand, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. And I always say this one, when the time is right,
I the Lord
for you. Yeah. When in the meantime or in the process of waiting, prune that grief, that gift, stay in prayer, stay in fasting, read the word, work on that voice, so that when you get the opportunity, you are ready and you are ready to go.
Wow, thank you so much for talking to us, Kaya. For people who's seeking to find out more about your projects and everything that you're busy with and your music, where can they go to? Which platforms?
All right, I am Kaelihle_Sibanyoni on Instagram, Kaelihle_Sibanyoni on Instagram, Facebook for both my page and my personal account, it's Kaya Sibanyoni, TikTok, I am Kaya Sibanyoni, Twitter, I am Kaya Sibanyoni 01. So it's that easy and you'll find everything there.
We wish you all of God's best in all that you do. May He keep keeping you as well, and also use you more as He ministers hope, strength, and healing to His people through your voice. Thank you so much for talking to us this awesome Friday.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. It really means a lot. I really appreciate it. Have a great one as well.
Bye, Kaya.
Bye.
And that, my family, is Kaya Sibanyoni, and I'm going to be playing out with his song Ngue. And next up is Germany, Johan Als on Something Else, and afterwards is Luko Mgwedi Puti on Heart to Heart. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of our Lord Holy Spirit rest and abide with you now and forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Have a great weekend.
You're at 657 AM, Radio Caring, 24 hours a day.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.